This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A statue of a Union soldier outside the state capitol was pulled down and damaged early this morning. CPR's Bentha Berkland reports.
The pedestal that supported the statue was also defaced with anti-police graffiti. Democratic Senator Dominic Moreno sits on the Capitol Building Advisory Committee and says the monument has a complicated history.
It's a statue to commemorate Union soldiers, so it's not really a Confederate statue, but it is one that has been involved in incidents like Sand Creek.
The Sand Creek Massacre is a dark chapter in Colorado history. Volunteer soldiers attacked an encampment of Cheyenne and Arapaho who believed they were under U.S. protection. Moreno says the Civil War statue will remain in storage until the committee meets to decide next steps. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
Aurora Democrat Jason Crow co-sponsored the House police reform bill expected to pass today. But the Senate is not likely to consider it. Crow says now is the time to reform policing.
It's the change that needs to happen. If the Senate doesn't respond, then they'll be held accountable for that.
Both bills calls for using body cameras more and tracking police use of force cases. The House bill also bans chokeholds and limits transferring military hardware to the police. 90 degrees with thunderstorms in the metro area. It's 73 and partly cloudy in Vail. 86 hot and sunny in Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News.